A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus answered the Jews, saying, "My Father is working until now, and I am working." This was why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And greater works than these will he show him, so that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honour the Son just as they honour the Father. Whoever does not honour the Son does not honour the Father who sent him. Truly, truly I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in him. And he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We're familiar with the saying, "Give a man a fish, and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, and you feed him for a lifetime." We don't know much about St. Joseph, but we do know that he was a carpenter, and that Jesus followed him in this trade. A good father in Galilee would not only feed and clothe his children, but would train them to make a living. Imagine what this must have entailed. The progression from simple tasks to more complex, picking up tools and passing them on, seeing the function of a saw, the motions you need to use it, being taught how to see the direction of the grain or discern the different kinds of wood, learning how to measure and fit. "Truly, truly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing." The Pharisees and early rabbis recognized that God didn't really rest on the Sabbath. If he did, the whole world would cease to exist. God's work of creation is ongoing, and there will be no true rest until the end of history and final judgment. And there were two things in particular that God did without regard for the Sabbath rest: giving life and taking it away. Or, as Jesus puts it here, giving life and passing judgment. So the Son is practicing the divine trade of dealing life and death. He has just raised up a paralytic from his bed, and he looks forward to the greater works we will see in the raising of Lazarus. At the same time, he is making a demand of faith. The light of Jesus casts a dark shadow when it runs up against the obstacle of hearts hard in unbelief. Whoever does not honour the Son does not honour the Father who sent him. Every miracle Jesus performs in John's Gospel arouses as much determined opposition as it does belief. As Jesus' miracles grow more and more prodigal in the life they extend, Jesus himself approaches closer and closer to his own death doom. The carpenter deals with wooden saws, materials hard and sharp and heavy, and these present their own occupational hazards. The trade Jesus learns from his true Father deals with life and death and human hearts, hazards beyond our imagination to win or lose. Before we even begin to think of the ways Jesus might wish to entrust this trade to us, we must ask ourselves, am I willing to grant him this authority of life and death and judgment? Am I willing to grant him this authority over me.